finally, today we are going to end with some music, as we often do. The biggest stars in Latin music gathered in Las Vegas last night to celebrate the 13th annual Latin Grammys. Some musicians tasted sweet victory, others, not so much. Here for a post-Grammy session are Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz. They are the co-hosts of NPR's Alt Latino podcast. That's a program about Latin alternative music. Welcome back. Thanks for coming, both of you.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
So before we talk about who won and who lost, I have to ask each of you about a recent Alt Latino episode where both of you were kind of down on the Latin Grammys. Jasmine, what's up with that? What's your problem?
I'm trying to be nice. Let me just put it this way. Once a week, for about an hour, we talk about spectacular, new, exciting Latin music that really pushes the envelope, not just musically, but with lyrical content, with message. And we even have to leave so much on the cutting board because we can't fit everything in. And then you watch this award show, and it's the same people over and over and over again making the same music that as soon as you finished listening to, you forgot about it. And it's just...
So this is you being nice.
Yes, okay. This is me being nice.
Okay, I see. All right.
Felix.
I understand. So, okay, Felix.
No, same thing.
Same thing.
Okay. Absolutely.
So did anything exceed your ho-hum expectations?
Well, you know, it is in Vegas, and I think it has been in Vegas for a long time. And I think that this is the 13th annual, and I think they've absorbed some of that Vegas attitude because everything has a dancing girl segment.
The Blue Man Group was on stage with Pitbull.
It was hardly ho-hum for my eyes. It was kind of schlocky in a lot of ways, in the way that Vegas can be. And I think a lot of it, that element kind of brings the emphasis away from the music and more towards the presentation. And I think with the variety and of styles and genres, Mexican music, Afro-Caribbean music, music from South America, there's a rich amount of music. There's a rich variety of music that you can spotlight, but you're distracted by all the glitter.
All the glitter.
All the girls.
The girls. Yes, okay. So distracted. Okay. We'll just stick with glitter. All right, so let's get to the music. Felix, the brother and sister duo, Jesse and Joy, took home the award for Song of the Year for Core. Here's a clip. You know, I always ask you to translate and tell us a little bit about the song for people who don't speak Spanish. So what's the song about, and did you feel that they deserve the win?
I'm listening to the lyrics, because it's just, to me, it's part of a bigger picture of the music being so bland. And they won 4 awards, and they seem like really nice people, and they won the Best New Artist of the Year in 2007. But it's what Jasmine was talking about. It's like it could be anything. Mm-hmm. And it could, you switch those lyrics to French or English, and there's nothing distinct about it that sticks in my mind. So, the lyrics, I think they were talking about love.
It's a whole breakup concept album.
Oh, there you go.
The album is called Con Quien Se Queda El Perro, Who Gets to Keep the Dog.
And it's just...
That's kind of fresh. Who gets to keep the dog? You're right. Okay, I see your
point.
You
know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I think you don't really need to know what the lyrics are because you kind of get it. It's like 14-year-olds being sad, kind of.
There you go.
I got it. All right, so they, as Felix said, that Jasmine, Jesse, and Joy took home Best New Artist in 2007, but this time the electronic group known as Tribal Monterrey took home that prize. Here's their track called Inténtalo. Quiero sentir tu cuerpo junto al mío porque mi alma ya tiene el tiempo sintiendo frío. Si tú lo quieres, vete acercando junto conmigo. Poquito a poco, muy despacito, te estoy sintiendo más que bonito. Me estoy orillando con rinconcito, tiré queriendo poco a poquito. Si te lo quieres. Okay, I'm bracing myself, Jasmine. What's your response to this track and to this awardee?
I actually like Tribal Monterrey. I mean, I do want to clarify that Felix and I come from really different backgrounds into music. Felix is a musician, and I started getting into music as a dancer. So I do really appreciate good pop and really danceable music. And some my issues with some of the music that got awarded last night is that it's not even good danceable pop. This, I do think, is really good pop, and it's an interesting story, too. Tribal Monterrey is a type of music that is incredibly new, called Tribal Guarachero, which combines pre-Columbian Mexican music, folk Mexican music, and these electronic beats. and it's really catching on like wildfire. All of a sudden, this very young group has been, I'm hearing them everywhere.
You know, and what's interesting about them is that this was an organic movement that started in the bars and clubs in northern Mexico. And there's certainly, it's an outlet for a lot of the social and political things that are going on in northern Mexico, as well as the violence. And so it was this great organic expression. But then it got absorbed by a major record label, Universal Latin. And I think that what happens is, I'm wondering, it's like, how long will it stay? Will it, you know, will it become commercialized, and will it lose its message or its intent, which was to provide an outlet away from what was going on there? So I'm watching in the long run in this one.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and I'm visiting with NPR's Alt Latino podcast hosts, Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. They're talking about last night's Grammy Awards. So, Felix, what were some of the other big winners?
You know, another band that we feature on the show is a band called Molotov, and they're kind of a rock rap band, sort of along the lines of Rage Against the Machine, that kind of thing. They're very political, they're very socially conscious, and they won the best rock album last night. So we were happy. I was happy to see that because they're very nice guys, and they're I believe in their message. I like what they're doing. Also, Lila Downs is a performer that we've featured on our show, and a lot of people are big fans of hers. She won for Best Traditional Album, and she also had an amazing performance where the over-the-top sensibilities of Vegas was shown through this fusion of a Mexican Day of the Dead imagery and folk traditions. That was fun to watch. It was way over the top. There was a lot of great costumes. She was performing with a Colombian folk icon named Toto La Mompensina, and then also a Mexican accordionist named Celso Piña. So that I really enjoyed.
And Jasmine, you've been a big fan of Carla Morrison this year. Can you tell us a little bit about her and how she did at the awards?
Wow, that, if nothing else, treading through all those hours of Latin Grammy, just to see Carla Morrison win was absolutely worth it. Carla Morrison is an independent artist who does a lot of, she does a lot of ballads. She composes and she sings and she plays guitar. She's fantastic. I am a huge fan of hers. And it was just so exciting to see her win Best Latin Alternative Album. She was nominated for a Best Album overall. One of the reasons I love her so much, beyond the fact that she's a fantastic lyricist and a truly gifted singer, is that she's an independent artist, which in Spanish language music is actually a lot more difficult to achieve success with than in English language music.
I think we have a clip and we can play that so that people can get a sense of what you're talking about. Here it is.
Déjeme llorar. Quiero sacarlo del pecho.
I hear what you're saying. Musically complex, textured, adult.
Yeah, no.
I hear it. I hear you. All right. Well, before we let you go, and thank you for this update, you both seem to have survived the experience. Is there anything, Felix, that's making you excited about next year's Latin Grammys?
Hard to say. You know, I always hold out that there will be more artists like the Puerto Rican rap duo Calle 13, who mixes politics, you know, and great music. They're good for your mind and your body, you know. And so I always hold out that somewhere along the lines, somebody's going to come along and just recreate that again. We'll see.
Jasmine, anything?
I heard Pitbull is going to make himself disappear on stage.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That was Jasmine Garst being nice and Felix Contreras enabling her. They are the co-hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, and they were kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Once again, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
We're going to go out on some music by superstar Juanes. He won the Latin Grammy for Album of the Year for his MTV Unplugged session. Here's the song, La Señal.
La luna llena me recuerda que vale la pena luchar por ti, que vale la pena, que vale la voz del amor, habla en mi corazón.
corazón. Estoy conectado con Dios y con vos. Hay una señal en esta canción. Dame la fuerza que necesito libertad.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm away next week, so my colleague Celeste Headlee will be sitting in. Before I go, I would just like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Please tune in for more talk on Monday. Estoy con